good evening. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls at least for a few minutes and we see if we get our guest on. If we don't, why, we'll have open lines this hour. But ordinarily, for the first 30 minutes, we were going to have Bob Griswold on. We were going to talk about being prepared for major cataclysmic events. Now, it was just last week that we heard organization that works for the government had just sort of accidentally sent out 5,000 vials of the second most deadly influenza virus known to man. The first one would, of course, be the influenza virus epidemic of 1918. This last one was the influenza epidemic of 1957, where they estimate between 1 and 4 million people died. Now, there's something seriously wrong with this story. Why would you make up 5,000 vials of this terribly deadly virus? I mean, there are all sorts of influenza viruses that really don't do that much harm. But if you want to test the laboratory, why would you make up 5,000 copies of the second most deadly influenza virus ever recorded? How could you be that incompetent unintentionally? And then the next question comes up, was this story put out because there was a real threat? Was this simply part of this whole idea of making us feel ill at ease, to make us feel that something bad is going to happen? Now, so much of really what goes on today is all illusion and delusion, symbolism over substance. Now, I just got back from the airline trip, and of course, as you go to the airport, while you have to take off your belt and you have to take off your shoes and your coat and all the things that you have in your pockets. And I always set up the alarm anyway because I got a couple of metallic hips in. But, you know, I'm thinking of all of this and I'm thinking the American people honestly believe we're involved in a war on terrorism, and yet we're not allowed to profile Middle Eastern men getting on there. If an airline profiles more than 2 Middle Eastern men getting on a plane, they will come under fines and punishment. Why would that be? If we're really involved in a war on terrorism, why won't they let them profile more than 2 people? And why won't they close our borders? And why won't they put anything on our planes to protect them from shoulder-to-air missiles? And why won't they put marshals on the planes? There are marshals on less than 10% of the planes. And they won't allow our pilots to actually carry weapons. They've done everything they could to block efforts to arm the airline pilots. And just today, sitting up, watching as they opened the door to the cockpit during flight. But they put one of these big carts in the way so that the pilot could then rush into the bathroom and then rush back into the cockpit. But you have to understand that it's all right for the pilot to have a gun. If he's one of the 4% of the pilots that has a gun, it's all right for him to have a gun when the door is locked. But when he opens the door, and of course, if I was a terrorist, I was going to rush the cockpit. I'd do it when the door was open. He's got to put the a pistol back into a locked box. So it does absolutely no good. They know that. And they know a lot of things that we don't know. Well, right now we've got Bob Griswold on the line for Many Made Resources. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
You know, I have to say, you do look like a terrorist, I'm sure. You look like you fit the profile, right? How old are you now? Do you mind if I ask?
I'm 76 years old.
76 years old. I'm sure you're European descent.
Right. The thing is that you're not really allowed to profile Middle Eastern men. Do you really believe that our leaders believe there's a war on terrorism?
No, I tell you what, there's a war on the American people.
Oh, Okay, Bob, you go ahead and pick up the story there.
I was just being a little tongue in cheek there. You know, I do travel a little bit, and sometimes you see the people they profile. You go, now why would they profile somebody like that? When you look through the line, you see people going through the line. You say, well, if I was even to be, you know, even a little bit suspicious, I would say he would be more fit to profile. And, you know, I have friends that are police officers, and they tell me that racial profiling, not just to pick on people to pick on them, but that it's really good police work. So when you see Arab people coming on the plane, and you suspect Arab people to be the ones behind the bombing, not that I'm agreeing with that, but, you know, those are the ones you would scrutinize more, but we can't do that in this country.
I know, because if there was really a terrorist threat, that's what they would be doing.
If there was a terrorist threat
that sealed the borders, if there was really a terrorist threat, you know, why certainly they would have everything would be done to try to protect the American people. And obviously they know something that the rest of us don't know. They're doing everything they can to frighten us to death with stories of terrorist attacks, imminent terrorist attacks, television stories about terrorist attacks, you know, this recent thing about the
Thank you. 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 I'm going to take a look at the next one.